President Obama, protect Bristol Bay.
9-year-old Arianna Woods of Dillingham had the message pretty well nailed down at Tuesday's Protect Bristol Bay bonfire rally.
All right, everybody, we're going to get this party started.
And a party it was. Against the backdrop of a beautiful sunset, dozens turned out for food and fun. United Tribes of Bristol Bay's Alana Hurley.
We are out here today to send the message to Washington, D.C., to the EPA, to President Obama, that Bristol Bay is ready to be protected. We are ready for action from Washington, D.C. to permanently protect our watershed.
Those who have been leading the fight against the pebble mine say the momentum of the battle seems to have stayed in their favor since the departure of Anglo-American from the Pebble Partnership last September. The EPA's watershed assessment left little room for the compatibility of mining and salmon in Bristol Bay, at least in the federal government's view. And this week, Senator Mark Begich took a firm position against the pebble mine. Still, as Dillingham's Gary Klein said to the crowd, the fight isn't over.
We are not done yet. The science is in, but now what's the EPA going to do with it? Hopefully, keep telling them to invoke the 404C of the Clean Water Act.
Speaker after speaker reiterated the message that those fighting the pebble mine won't rest until someone puts regulatory protections against mining in place for the world's largest sockeye salmon fishery.
We want to thank all of you for working so hard for Bristol Bay to protect our waters, to protect our resources, to protect our salmon. But we're not done.
Mrs. Dina McCarthy and President Obama, I ask you to protect Bristol Bay. We need the EPA to use the authority of the Clean Water Act to stop pebble mine.
We want our subsistence way of life to be here for our future generations, for our children.
That was Kim Williams, Tristan Cheney, and Gayla Hossith, respectively. Hossith was one of a handful Tuesday who braved a polar plunge into the bay's icy waters.
What's going to make you get that freezing cold water today?
Because our water is important to us here in Bristol Bay, and we want to show EPA how important it is to us.
Hossith and the other swimmers were joining with a dozen or so who did the same in a sister rally in Naknek over the weekend. Tomorrow, Washington Senator Maria Cantwell is scheduled to hold a rally with Bristol Bay fishermen in Seattle. No word yet on if that's to include any Puget Sound swimming. These rallies are part of the pressure that opponents of the pebble mine intend to keep up as they exploit recent gains. Now they say their attention will focus on President Obama, asking that he use the EPA's finished study to establish permanent protections for Bristol Bay from mines like Pebble. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.